take him or shoot him." He shuddered at her fervour. She meant it. She really meant it. "It would be a kindness. You know what will happen to him on this cursed planet." The child was crying, squirming about in her grip. The other people on the roof were all motionless, watching him with hard, accusing eyes. He turned to Kelvin Solanke, whose face was a mask of torment. "Get him," Kelvin blurted. Murphy dropped the Bradfield, letting it skitter away across the silicon roof. He datavised a code lock into its controlling processor so no one could turn it on the space plane, then grabbed the child with his right hand. "Shafi," the woman shouted as he raced up the stairs. "His name's Shafi Banerjee. Remember?" He barely had a foot in the airlock when the space plane lifted, its deck tilting up immediately. Hands steadied him, and the outer hatch slid shut. Shafi's baggy cotton trousers were soiled and stinking. He let out a long, fearful wail.